and we're expected to be introduced later this month.
Twitter has reportedly sold massive data to research behind Cambridge Analytica uproar. A link between Twitter and Cambridge Analytica has been brought to light after it was revealed that the tech giant sold massive data access to Alexander Kogan. According to reports, the sold information was based on tweets made from December 2014 to April 2015. Twitter has admitted the fact but noted that its internal probe found that Kogan's firm did not leak any private data. Cambridge Analytica came into the spotlight after media reports emerged that the personal information of nearly 90 million Facebook users had been harvested by this consultancy firm without their permission through a special app designed by Kogan. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg apologized, promising to patch security vulnerabilities, tightening access for third-party apps. Facebook, along with Twitter and Google, has been in hot water since the 2016 U.S. election. In November 2017, all three companies had to testify before Congress about the integrity of their platforms, which vulnerabilities allegedly let meddle with the voters' behaviour.
And so we're going to discuss this in further detail, and join us live on air is Yahya Cohen, a social media lawyer with Cohen Davis Solicitors. Very good morning to you, Yahya. Welcome to Radio Sputnik.
Hello, good morning.
It's a privilege to talk to you. Now, Twitter has already been under fire ever since the latest US elections. Now, what fallout could the social media suffer in view of this new development now?
There are two fallouts. First is in relation to public opinion or public relations, and I think social media companies are starting to be seen for what they actually are in terms of ethos. Used to be standing for free speech, fairness, transparency, and what we are seeing now is they really stand for spying on their own users. The other fallout, of course, is monetary fallout. There are a number of ongoing investigations by the Information Commissioner Office in the UK into all sorts of actions by social media companies. It hasn't been revealed yet whether Twitter is part of the investigation. We certainly know that Facebook is being investigated for that sales of data. My assumption is that any of these companies that is connected with Cambridge Analytica has sold, bought, conspired with in relation to users' data will soon be under investigation by the Information Commissioner Office. And of course, the fallout could be huge financial penalties.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but really the internet's an open book, isn't it? We're sharing so much personal information on the internet nowadays, we don't really understand what we're doing. It's rich pickings for any company, really. Now, Cambridge Analytica researcher Alexander Kogan already called massive data harvesting a pretty usual thing, as I've just alluded to. How widespread is the practice now, and what are the legal mechanisms behind it?
It's clearly seem to be a widespread practice among some social media companies, because what we are seeing is that their business model is not as we thought it was previously, based on selling advertising, but rather selling huge amount of data. The fact that the information or data being sold is not, strictly speaking, private is neither here nor there. We know that email harvesting, for example, has been outlawed in many, many countries around the world, even though email addresses are public, they are in the public domain. It's not the fact that the information is private or public that makes the difference, but rather it's putting that data together. It's the accumulation of data, categorizing the data, putting it into a very specific use. You need some very sophisticated software in order to do that. And I think this is where the real risk is, because once you can accumulate a huge amount of data and categorize it into groups, then you can use your influence or sell that influence to all sorts of other organizations, from political parties we know to commercial organizations, in order to effectively brainwash those users.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, isn't it? Why should people be concerned about their personal information sale? What are the possibilities of abusing of this type of information? Now, I'm a UK citizen. I've been getting a lot of emails recently from companies that are abiding with new UK law, which is to do with data protection of personal information. And that's all well and good. But the average man in the street, yeah, we just don't understand what the implications are, what we're signing, what we're getting involved with. How can they go about educating the general public in more detail? It's very difficult, isn't it?
You are absolutely correct, and there is an argument which I clearly support, that social media companies make the terms and, or have been making the reading of the terms and conditions extremely difficult, deliberately, just in order to make it very hard for people to sit and spend the time.